Zen Bion blew out her breath and extended a hand toward Quip.
Look at this. I'm actually shaking.
I told you it would be a breeze. She laughed.
Not from stealing her, from flying her.
They put in at a remote desert spaceport on Srilur, where they paid a couple of weequays to watch the ship while they were looking for Quip's contact. A Verpine more than twice Zen Bion's height, Lufkin was waiting for them in the spaceport's small tap calf. The four-limbed hermaphroditic insectoid greeted Quip like a long-lost friend.
Everything is prepared, Lufkin said, struggling with basic. I have computer documentation for new registry and name for freighter. Gone to pieces. Fuel is waiting. Full recharge of power systems. A cargo of fine brandy and tobacco sticks on hand.
Noting Zen Bion's puzzlement, Quip said, good for bribing officials in the Tungra sector.
And for celebrate with junkyard owners who purchase parts, Lufkin added.
Quip smiled.
May as well celebrate our luck so far.
While Quip hurried to the bar to order drinks, Lufkin turned to Zen Bion.
You leave Sullust long time back?
She nodded.
Long time back.
Quip tells us much technical ability you have. Why not working for Sorosub Corporation?
Zen Bion scowled.
Sorosub is part of the reason I left Sullust. They were wrong to support the Confederacy during the Clone Wars, and they're wrong to support the Empire now. But most Sullustans know better. Things will change.
No slouches when it came to technical wizardry. The Verpine species had their own version of Sorosub in the form of the Roche Hive mechanical apparatus design and construction activity, for those who need the Hive's machines. Among other ships, Roche had manufactured the predecessor of the V-Wing fighter used by the Republic during the Clone Wars, and was still in use at remote Imperial facilities like Nylash Impound. Lufkin had the manner of someone who had worked for the Hive.
Support rebels, you do?
She laughed.
I can barely support myself.
Understand that. No time for political affinity when belly empty.
It took the better part of a local day to see to the refueling, load the cargo of brandy and tobacco, and install the computer programs that would provide the YT with its new identity. All Zen Bion could think about was getting back behind the freighter's controls. Most of the journey to the Tungra sector would be in hyperspace, but opportunities to put Gon to pieces through her paces were bound to arise.
Task the Rubicon with plotting us a course through Yarth, Quip said, when the three of them had settled into the cockpit chairs.
Zen Bion swiveled to face him.
Why do that when we can just jump the trade spine?
Make certain registry telesponder and authenticators working properly at Yarth before continuing to Tungra,
Lufkin said. She didn't question it. Being caught with a ship stolen from Imperial Impound would get them 10 to 20 at Carsel or somewhere worse. Better to be safe than sorry. A few hours short of Lutrilia, they were going over plans for dismantling the YT when the proximity alert system issued an ear-splitting howl and the ship began to shudder as if she were in the grip of a powerful gravitational field.
Can't be a mass shadow,
Zen Bion said, eyeing the star map even as she fought to control the ship.
We're dead on course.
But the heavens were telling her something different. Stars began to appear in the neutral folds of hyperspace, only to elongate and resume form.
Something's pulling us into real space.
The yoke rattled in her hands, and every system added a harsh new sound to the chorus of alarms.
Power down, or ship will break apart,
Lufkin advised. Quip nodded in agreement, and Zen Bion's hands flew across the console, zeroing one system after the next. Beyond the curved viewport, the starfield rotated madly, then stabilized, and she found herself staring at a large Imperial ship in stationary orbit above a desolate-looking planet. The ship had the dagger shape of a star destroyer, but was considerably smaller, more lightly armed, and distinguished by a quartet of globes that bulged from the stern. Zen Bion watched the YT's IFF transponder cycle in a futile attempt to identify the vessel.
Interdicta cruiser, Lufkin said finally. Prototype from Sidar Fleet Systems. Globes are gravity well projectors.
Yes, the imps have added something new to their arsenal, Quip said.
Zen Bion was speechless. The cockpit's enunciators crackled to life.
YT freighter, maintain your present course and identify yourself.
Lufkin nodded.
Now we see if registry functions.
Imperial Cruiser Control? Quip said into the headset. We are gone to pieces, out of Srilur, transiting to the Corellian trade spine.